From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kassel, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all. So let's face it, things are not looking good. Our nation is in crisis, our future uncertain. You know what would help? Not sane, responsible leaders, what are you, nuts? But a sensitive, talented singer-songwriter to put our feelings about this mess into a catchy song. Well, we've got one. Roseanne Cash will be joining us later to play Not My Job. Yes, we're excited about that. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Carl. This is Jen Brown from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, how are things in Denver?
They're hot.
They're hot. Yes, everything's baking. What do you do there?
I am a public health veterinarian.
Really? So you're out there chasing down the rabid dogs and such?
Well, yes, pretty close. Bats and skunks are actually the animals that carry rabies here in Colorado, so we try to keep people safe.
Wait a minute, you said it's bats and skunks?
Yes.
Are there a lot of people just adopting those animals and bringing them home?
Oh, he's so cute.
Yes.
His foam is like a little white beard. Look at that. Adorable. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Jen. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's the man behind the world-famous podcast, Too Beautiful to Live, Mr. Luke Burbank.
Hey, Jen.
Next, it's a deputy editor and blogger for the Houston Chronicle. Ms. Kiri O'Connor is here.
Hi, Jen.
Lastly, it's a humorist and the author of the new book, Alphabetter Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
Jen, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time, of course. Carl will start us off with three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, and Carl will record a greeting on your answering machine or voicemail or what have you. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Here is your first quote.
Put on your helmet, buckle your strap, run onto the field, and beat the bleep out of them.
That was Republican Congressman Mike Kelly summing up his party's attitude of compromise and common purpose. As what crisis continued this week?
The debt ceiling crisis.
Indeed, raising the debt ceiling. I mean this sincerely. It is an exciting time to be alive. How often do you get to witness history? It's once in a generation when a generation ruins everything for the next generation. Someday you'll say to your grandkids, yes, I was there when the United States defaulted. Now, don't Bogart that last can of dog food, Sonny.
I think, you know, that we'll probably celebrate this week every year as National Stupid Week.
Really?
Well, don't you just wish these people had mothers?
I assume you believe they had mothers at one point. They're just simply...
I'm not entirely sure, but I think someone should send them to their room with no electronics.
I think so.
I don't know how you get, you know, John Boehner trying to get votes from the Tea Party guys. If all they believe in is cutting, what do you, you know, you can't give them fat. You can't give them pork. The only way I can figure is you go to a Tea Party guy and say, do you have a particular program we could cut out that would hurt someone you hate?
It wasn't going to be like this. Do you remember this just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
President Obama and Speaker Boehner, they were putting together this grand bargain. They were working late into the night. They were playing golf. They were sending messages to each other at their press conferences. Boehner would make a little O with his fingers and tap his heart, you know? But then Eric Cantor, who's sort of the leader of the Tea Party wing in the House, started hanging around and whispering things to Boehner. He pulled Boehner away from Obama and the deal. Cantor is the Yoko Ono of American politics. Right? We understand he had his priorities, but did he and Boehner have to do that press conference in bed? That was... You're lucky I didn't mention their photo shoot with Annie Leibovitz. You don't want to see that.
Troubling.
And it was amazing how much the Democrats conceded. Senator Harry Reid put forward a bill that was all spending cuts, no tax hikes, and they promised to always be available to drive any Republican to the airport and to help them move.
It is... Honestly, though, for the first time in maybe years, I'm not just going quickly past C-SPAN to try to get to ESPN4.
Right.
So there's that.
Right.
You
it's
know
exciting.
What I mean? It's kind of, you never know what's going to happen in the well of the Senate right now.
All right, Jen, here is your next quote.
You can thank the fat police. Sorry, Mira McCheese.
That was the reaction from Fox News host Steve Doocy to the news that what franchise would be serving healthier meals?
McDonald's.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, if the next time you buy your kids a Happy Meal, they scream, Mommy, my McNuggets are cold and naked, just soothe them and say, have no fear, those are called apples. This is the big change. This is the monumental change McDonald's has done. You buy a Happy Meal for your kid, and instead of French fries, your meal comes with both French fries and apple slices. Ooh. Which, by the way, is a perfect way of letting your children see for themselves exactly how much better French fries are than apple slices.
The really tragic thing is that instead of a toy, they put in a math problem.
Yeah, I know.
Sudoku.
McDonald's also said, this is good for them, that they're going to reformulate a lot of their food to make it healthier, which is nice. But on the other hand, you're still talking about food that can be, quote, reformulated. So the message is, if you'd like a nutritious, wholesome meal for your family, come to McDonald's and our industrial machinery will extrude it.
Just like Mom used to.
Oh, yeah, I remember Mom running the slurry press in our old kitchen.
Yeah, one of those old-fashioned hand extruders.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
The simpler time.
Yeah. I remember that.
Are they reducing in any way the amount of stuff in the Happy Meal that's
yes.
not good?
Yes. Presumably, instead of like a whole serving of French fries, you get a half serving of French fries and apples. That's the whole big deal.
So they sell two servings of French fries. What's going to happen?
Exactly.
Sell extra French fries and throw out the apples.
Yeah, basically, they're just outsourcing the throwing out of apples to the customer, I guess. Yeah. All right, here is your last quote.
Time to smash some skulls again.
That was not another member of Congress, actually. That this time was a man named Lance Ball. He celebrated a labor agreement that will let him go back to his job. What does Mr. Ball do for a living?
Is he a football player?
He is, in fact, a football player. He's in the NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for some labor agreement? The owners and players of the NFL arrived at an agreement ending their lockout, uncanceling the 2011 season. We were heading for a dark time because the NBA is in lockout right now, so without the NFL, we'd be facing a winter where the only sport our country would have would be hockey.
Mm.
We would be Canada, but crazy.
Can somebody lock out Congress?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're violating the labor agreement, keep them from working?
That's
yeah.
the part about this that's so stunning, is that this group of guys, most of whom faked going to college,
right.
many of whom have suffered catastrophic concussions over the course of their career, are more able to agree than the United States Congress.
That's true. Yeah.
Five years later, they won't remember their
game. I know. Carl, how did Jen do in our quiz?
Jen did very well, Peter. She had three correct answers, so Jen, you win our prize.
Oh,
well done. Congratulations, Jen. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. I'm happy to have the chance.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.